Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come from the collective consciousness of the all that is. But I also come as a Lord of Light and the overseer of the ascension of planet Earth. I am here this evening to encourage you to use this collective consciousness of this very valuable group energy that gathers regularly to support each other, to receive teachings that they can use in their daily life. And we are anxious, very anxious, to develop a call after the teaching, our regular teaching call, that is a collective call. Now, in that, we mean all of you, but we also mean we Lords of Light, everyone, all beings that are part of the collective consciousness of the crucible of consciousness that was created specifically for this project in the ascension of humans and the earth. To do that, we have to take direct steps to create it and evolve it. What we are very anxious to create with you is an interface, just like what we have when we open our conversation with we Lords of Light, or with one of the Masters, or one of the Archangels, for question or answers, or conversation, when we invite you to converse. That's exactly what we mean, to converse in a conversation as you would with each other. In that, you can co-facilitate, just as you did in the Crystal Conference, to co-facilitate the opening of those time locks and bring forth some very valuable teachings and light templates into the realm of form. You can discuss with us what is happening with the current teaching, how they are being applied, where the challenges are, where the ahas are, where you find such creative energy that you can use them and expand on them. So these are the types of interactive conversation that we are very anxious to have, not with just a few of you, but with many of you. So those who are reluctant, we ask you to summon your courage and step forward in these beginning sessions, the first of which will occur on the fourth Tuesday of this month, which will be the 26th of September, your time date. So we would like to begin ushering in this new format for you. And to do that, we feel like it would be very productive to kind of show you the way that we would like this to be co-created with you. The first few sessions that we do this, we will invite you to have this conversation around a very brief channeled message in which we will give you a couple of questions to answer or to comment on specifics that we can form a discussion around. And then after a few times, when you become very comfortable in that, we can have it a more open format, but we will very slowly build that format so that the intention of this creative gathering is honored, and that each of you has the opportunity to participate fully in it. So we are really excited and looking forward to what we can create in these second sessions of each month. Now, we will have one in September, one in October. I'm sorry, it'd be two in September. We'll have this is our regular session, and at the end of the month, we will have this collective call. And the same in October, the same in November. We will only have our regular meeting in December because of your holiday season. And we will just have this one regular session. In January, we will re-look at where we are with all of this and how we wish to proceed. And then we will discuss that with you in the first meeting in January. So, that said, we want you to come to this next meeting on the 26th with your ideas, with what you see, and how you wish to communicate with us further. So, that said, now I would like to briefly discuss with you these massive influxes of Christed light that have come onto the earth during the Lion's Gate event, so it connected us further with the Sirius Stargate and the Syrian Archangelic League. And the important event of 2017, which was the access to the central sun's consciousness that is within the Sirian system. This was a magnificent event that this collective group partially facilitated in the conference. Secondly, the influx of Christed light that took place at the solar eclipse. This was a huge event, dear ones, and there were many reactions to this influx on all levels of humans, not just your group. For some, there was no conscious awareness of the complexity that it contained in these light emanations. I'm not speaking of this group. I'm speaking of humans in general. Some were triggered into behaviors, thoughts, emotions that needed to be made conscious. And some of you in this collective group were aware of these things. Some were triggered into patterns going back to the Atlantean times. Each one of you, dear ones, was there in Atlantis. And some of you have brief memories of that. I want you to know that this was not your only time in Atlantis, for you were there in the Golden Age. You were there throughout the hundreds of thousands of years of that Golden Age. in various times, in various times of the decline. And you played many roles in that. Now, as we move forward in these teachings and these master templates are made aware to you as you retrieve those memory codes, some of these Atlantean aspects will surface further. And you are not to be disrupted in your state of consciousness that you are sitting in at this moment. Recognize that what is surfacing are memories. Stay in the present moment. This is very important. And I'm telling you this ahead of time. Just like I told you ahead of time at the conference, that it would be very difficult for you to maintain the state of coherent energy and consciousness that you co-created with us in that crucible, in the environment in which you physically gathered. And it has been difficult. When you went back to your daily life, to your daily environment, to the environment, the regular environment of the human collective consciousness. So that's why you have access to that crucible always, so you can refresh and become centered and conscious. We often have gone back to how the mental emotional body is your creative energetic source. Everything that is manifested comes through that mental emotional body and your intention. I am reviewing these things with you because everything must now be made conscious without judgment and without any polarized third-dimensional template interference. Do not judge these things as good or bad. They are. And what state of consciousness you are in and how you use them is the important thing. Now is the time you must be conscious of how you operate in your daily life. Your intentions, your motivations for your creations. You know, often you don't take that into consideration. You just move quickly into the creation and the manifestation part because this is what you studied. This is what you have gained awareness and knowledge in. And that's perfect. But there is another piece of that. And that's being aware of your intention and your motivation in your creation. It's being conscious and adjusting every moment how you create. You are still under the physical collective limitation of humanity, but also under the limitation of earth energy, a fourth dimension. What does this mean to you? Well, it means that you have to go back to that crucible of consciousness and refresh yourself continually so that your sphere of influence emanates from that sphere of consciousness, not from the fallen state of humanity. These are times that we must be very direct with you so we can help you in this ascension process. You must know where your limitations are and how you can overcome them with the tools and the energetics that you have at your disposal. Let's take a moment here and get very clear about these things. First, we are talking about what limits your vast, true expression as a master. We are not talking about anything resembling being unworthy or less than. We are talking about how the actual physical body, as well as the earth's environment, limits your full expression from a soul-spirit level. You need to be aware of these things. You are in the process of altering the body and the earth's environment. Under our guidance to move the physical realm and the bodily expression into a more refined state of energy. And this is no easy task, beloveds. This takes time and constant attention, especially because you are such powerful creators of your reality. You are now much more conscious, but understand you have a little way to go. It is times like this when there is so much massive influx of Christ consciousness, Christed light, coming onto the planet in massive amounts that sometimes it can throw you off balance. These massive light emanations are designed to bring about change. It's important that you recognize this. Limit your reaction as best you can. Stay conscious in the moment. Be conscious of your intentions and motivations as you create. And this includes how you converse with others. Your words have very potent energy that are magnified by the sound current. It also applies to how you talk to yourself or how you question yourself. Does this enhance or hinder my expression as a Christed being? This is a good question to ask yourself. If you will do this, you will find that you create with precision rather than limitation. You have the potential to be in your mastery as you uncover your master imprints. Be aware, because you are in a physical environment that puts such restrictions on you in regards to exhibiting your mastery, as you are in the process of becoming an ascended master. But you only have pieces and parts available in this body that you occupy. We want you to overcome the restrictions and be all that you are. Eliminate any third, fourth dimensional patterns that don't serve you. One of the most valuable patterns that you have overcome already is that separation consciousness in regards to being in unity with us. You know we are not above you, but stand with you in this ascension process. Understand, even though we do not have the limitations of a body, we are able to stand with you heart to heart, and most times very present with you in your energetic field. Sometimes you fall out of that consciousness. You have come far and can easily right yourself when this happens. It's just a momentary lapse. And then you make the adjustment and you become more aware instantly. We want you to be aware of these things so you can be conscious in every moment as you create. Trust yourself, your interior guidance, but be discerning on exactly which part of you is speaking. Is it your oversoul? your higher self, or is it part of your rational mind or ego that wants to preserve the status quo in the midst of this great change? It is that part of the untransformed ego that wants the present, a more positive image of you, so you can feel better about who you are, or be viewed as knowledgeable and powerful. This is not about self-judgment. Understand this. For you know this is in itself a very destructive pattern. This is a review to help you stay conscious about what you are up against during this great shift you are in the midst of. Yes, you have transformed a big portion of your ego, dear ones, but every so often, that untransformed piece may surface. And we want you to be prepared, because it's an opportunity to transform that piece. It may be fear-based. It may come from puffing yourself up because, for whatever reason, you are bombarded by collective consciousness that tells you you are unworthy or less than in some way. So these are important things now in the midst of this grand shift that you be very conscious. You will be asked to continually to schedule time for quiet meditation, prayer, introspection. This is the way to reclaiming the fullness of yourself. This is where you will find what you are seeking. Wisdom is the key to the transformational process, and it will be arrived at in this quiet, creative space of your sacred heart, where all will be known. Let us resurrect the template of love and wisdom. Together, we can do this. Thus far, we have accomplished much in the last few years of your time. You are a creative force that will co-create the changes that are necessary. All that is needed is a little more consistent, conscious presence on a daily basis when you are tempted by outside influences to react. It has been a very difficult journey for humans to undo the damage of a third dimension that has caused humanity and Earth to dwell in separation for so long. Take heart, dear ones. You are moving in the right direction, and you are able to create great change in the coming time. Now, I wish to express how wonderful we think these interactions that we are co-creating together are, how valuable they are, and how much we value that interaction with you. For it takes you in a body, transformed, evolved, to make a planet arise out of the ashes into the beauty of its Christed nature. And it is through humans that this happens. I would like now to step aside for Master Kutumi and Master Yeshua to talk to you about a few things.